other on the tens right now. Let's spend a little time with our pal from Columbus Business First, Mark Summerson, managing editor. And we made it through another week and we flipped the calendar to May. That's got to feel good, right, Mark?
Yeah, happy May. I'm so happy to leave April behind us.
Yeah. I'm curious, have you had a chance to talk to any of your pals at the office about the stay-at-home from the governor extended into the end of May?
Yeah, we were planning on staying at home anyway for a little while longer. Okay. So, yeah, now we saw the date. It's going to be a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when you look at impact on business, you know, big, medium, small, a lot of people that have been working from home are kind of getting the jive down. And I imagine there's a lot of businesses are going to say, hey, if you want to keep doing that, we're good with it.
Well, specifically, this was weird and really big news that Nationwide said they're going to keep 4,000 people working permanently from work-from-home status, closing their smaller offices. That's a lot of people. That's 30% of their 28,000 employees are going to be working from home. And we're really curious to see how many other companies follow suit.
So what's the rationale for that? I mean, it's just, hey, it's working so smooth. Why upset the apple cart? Is it, you know, solely social distancing so we don't have groups of people in the office? We don't have to worry about things anymore. Why that decision?
Well, they already had 5,000 people working from home for a number of reasons. It just made sense. There were smaller offices. It saves money on leasing office space.
Okay.
And now that they see that it works and their employees are doing work and are being productive, they say, hey, let's see if we can extend this, which is going to create some problems for offices. A lot of commercial real estate out there that is probably a little nervous that companies are not going to come back and fulfill their leases past this year.
I wonder too, I mean, you know, you make a move like that, and you know, I'm not Mr. Infrastructure by any stretch, but it seems like if you've got people working remotely, breach, security, firewalls, all those things, may be a little harder to manage, and so you might have to beef up staffing to take care of that moving forward.
Yeah, that's something that we certainly talked about, too. We use a specific system that is very safe from home, that you have to log in and do certain things. And I'm sure these companies are investing in that kind of software and security systems to keep their employees safe.
So it's just like the money shifts. I mean, we're going to spend maybe about the same amount of money, but instead of leasing office space, we're going to be spend it on security and making sure our people, you know, are secure.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're right. And, you know, there is no new normal. Nobody really knows what to expect,
right.
But I think you're going to see a lot of companies staying at home.
Well, you know, again, that's the thing. When you watch trends and you see what's going on, Mark, I mean, if you've got young people at home or you've been thinking, hey, you know what, I'm not thrilled with what I'm doing right now professionally anyway, it seems like IT careers, there's a real opportunity for people. Get in, get a little learning done, set yourself up in that kind of position. I mean, and working with Nationwide, I mean, if you could get in there, they seem like they have such tremendous culture. I think that'd be a heck of a place to be.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, you're going to see a lot of software companies come out of this ahead because companies are looking to see how to extend this work from home. So, yeah, you're going to see some companies that are doing well with sort of secure software, companies like Zoom and Microsoft Office, you know, these meeting systems are all going to be doing really well because I think that'll be extended into the future, too.
It seems like you're right on there. So then play the other side of it.